This recording, Michigan 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I have a dog named Sammy, and he's a very rare dog. He's a hairless Chinese crested dog, and he has a little bit of hair on his head and his tails and his paws. I have written a storybook, a picture book about Sammy for preschoolers, and I've done all the illustrations. And what the story is about is Sammy is very possessive of his blanket because he has no hair and he has to stay warm somehow. So the story goes that he loses the blanket and he tries on various clothes like a snow jacket and a raincoat and Superman PJs and tries to see if something could take the place of his blanket. But he doesn't find anything that can keep him warm and cuddly and safe like his blanket. So he goes back to his bed and he's really upset and crying. And then as he's going to his bed, he sees a piece of his blanket sticking out between his bed and the wall. So he had found his blanket and he was really happy. My granddaughter, who is 6 years old now, when she was 4 years old, she was diagnosed with leukemia, and it was one of the hardest times of my life. She was in terrible pain, and I've learned since how bad this disease is for children and how much pain they go through, and they have to get lots of pokes and treatment afterwards. And she had a port put in her, and she calls that Charlie, and she can't wait for Charlie to come out. Her treatment's going to go 2 years and 2 months. Sometimes from the chemotherapy, she gets very sick, and sometimes her counts get so low she can't go to school, she can't go in restaurants. So her life is really restricted, and that's tough for a six-year-old. But she does get to school sometimes, and she really, really enjoys it, and she does well. And we haven't had any sign of cancer coming back, so we're very grateful for that.